Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
Thank God once again for the opportunity to come and share with you.
再次感谢神给我这个机会来这里与大家分享。
But before I get started, I want to kind of clarify something the last time I was here.
在我开始今天的正道之前呢，我想就是讲就关于上次我讲的那次道呢，我想澄清一些事，一些细节。
Right after I finished the message, I ran off. Before you even have your communion service.
就上次就是我讲完道呢，在你们开始就是圣餐之前呢，我就走了。
It's not that I don't want to stay or I don't enjoy fellowshipping with brothers and sisters.
并不是说我不愿意参加这里的圣餐，或者我不愿意跟大家一起团契。
Yes.The point is that our church have Awana, which starts at 2 o'clock. So I need to get back to Alhambra, and that's why I have to leave early.
原因呢，是因为我们Alhambra 教会呢那天下午有那个 Awana 的这个活动，所以我两点之前呢要赶到教会的，所以我得抓紧走。
So I'll have to leave once again right after. So just so that you know I'm not running off for other reasons.
所以今天呢也是这样，就是我讲完道呢就马上得走，因为我们今天有同样的活动。
So I hope everyone understands.
所以呢，希望大家能够理解。
So this morning I would like to share with you on this topic of such a great salvation.
那今天早上我想要跟大家分享的是主题呢是莫大的救恩。
And the passage is from the book of Hebrews chapter 2 verse 3.
经文呢是来自希伯来书二章三节。
Let us read it together.
我们一起来读。
How shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation? This salvation, which was first announced by the Lord, was confirmed to us by those who heard him.
那我们一起来读中文，希伯来书二章三节。我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？这救恩起先是主亲自讲的。后来是听见的人给我们证实了。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we want to give you thanks and give you praise.
我们感谢天父神，我们要给你，我们要把我们的感谢归于你。
Because you are worthy of all of our praises.
因为你是唯一的一位，值得我们所有的敬拜的。
You are the great and awesome God.
你是那位伟大的、奇妙的神。
And you love.Insignificant people like us.
你爱那些渺小的人，就是我们。
And we pray that this morning you would use your word to speak to us.
我们祷告，今天早上你用你的话语来跟我们讲话。
May your Holy Spirit work in our hearts.
愿你的圣灵在我们内心做工。
May you receive all the honor and glory.
愿你会接受我们所有的赞美。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen.Well, I'm sure you realize that for this boy, this didn't happen overnight.
那我们你看到这张图片，你应该知道，你看到这个孩子，你知道这样的事情是不是一个晚上就会发生的
？You probably been chewing up a lot of candies and whatnot, but really might not have brush his teeth every day or something.
那你看看他的牙齿，你就会知道他或许呢就是吃了很多的糖，或者呢没有好好的刷牙。
And for us, sometimes it is like that too.
那对于我们来说呢，有时候也是这样。
Each and every day we make decisions, we make choices.
我们每一天都在做不同的决定或者选择。
And whatever choice we make, that means we either decide to focus on one thing.But ignoring the other.
不管我们做了什么选择呢，我们总是会就是聚集，就是关注，聚集，把我们的精力放在这个选择上，但是忽略了其他的事情。
But sometimes, whatever we ignored might have serious consequences.
但是呢，有时候呢，我们往往是我们忽略的那些事情呢，或许是有严重的结果的。
There happened to be a lady. One day, he saw a few bees flying around her attic.
那 有一天呢，有一个妇女呢，就是看到有一些蜜蜂在她的屋子旁边飞。
She didn't think much of it.
她并没有思考很多。
But after a while, there seems to be more bees around her attic.
但是过了一会儿呢，她看到了越来越多的蜜蜂。
But once again, she didn't think much of it. She said, "Well, just bees."
她想想呢，这反正就是蜜蜂，也没有多想。
But suddenly one day, her whole ceiling collapsed.
但是呢，突然有一天呢，她整个的就是天花板都落下来了。
Then she realized that there were actually hundreds of pounds of honey as well as bees been living in her attic.
在这个时候，她才意识到有非常非常多的蜜蜂或者蜜蜂的窝都在她的阁楼上。
So sometimes we just never know.
所以有时候呢，我们呢并不知道。
And as for all of us, we have been attending church for quite a while.
对我们当中很多人来说呢，我们已经来教会很长时间了。
You probably have heard the gospel many, many times.
你已经听到福音很多很多次了。
About God sending His one and only Son, the Lord Jesus, come down and die on the cross for our sins.
你也听到过好多次，神差遣他唯一的独子来到世上为我们的罪而死。
But the question is, are we still moved?By the gospel, by the good news.
但是问题是，当我们听到这个福音的时候，我们的内心是不是仍旧是感动的呢？
Or that we have heard it so many times that we no longer feel that is such a big deal.
或许是不是因为我们已经听到过这么多次，对于我们来说，这并不是一件什么大事情了呢？
So this morning, I want to, yes.So often when we talk about the gospel, we talk about how great God's love is toward us.
那通常我们说起这个福音的时候，我们就会讲到神对我们的有如此大的爱。
That definitely is true.
这确实是一个事实。
But this morning, I would like to kind of look at it from another angle.
但是呢，今天早上呢，我呢希望能从一个不同的角度去看。
In Psalm chapter 8, David wrote this.
那在诗篇第八篇，大卫王是这样说的。
When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him?
诗篇八篇三到四节，我观看你指头所造的天。并你所陈设的月亮星宿，便说：人算什么？你竟顾念他；世人算什么？你竟眷顾他
？So this morning, I'd like to look at this point of how insignificant we are, even as a whole human race.
所以今天早上，我希望来了解一下，就是作为人类，甚至是全人类，我们是多么的渺小。
And we'll look at two.Different aspects about size or space and our limited capacities.
我们从两方面去看，第一呢是从一个空间的观念去看，另外一个呢就第二个呢就是我们从我们的能力上去看。
There have been all kinds of projections or estimates about how what was the world population.
那有很多的说法，就是很多的预说，就是我们世界的人口关于这一点。
We are probably somewhere between 7 to 8 billion, roughly.
那现在我们世界的人口呢，大概呢是70到80亿之间。
Let's just take the number 7.6 billion.
那我们就
for an example.
我们就算它76亿人口。
What does that really mean?
那这是真正的意思是什么呢
？It means that each and every one of us is one out of 7.6 billion.
那这是指呢，就是我们每一个人就是这个七十六亿当中的之一。
And some of us, or many of us, might recognize this gentleman.
那我们很多人能够就是认识这个人。
Jeff Bezos is the CEO of Amazon.
他就是亚马逊的 CEO, Jeff Bezos.
I'm sure, especially now during Christmas time, many of us would visit Amazon and maybe buying gifts or whatnot.
所以，现在我知道，特别是现在就是圣诞节马上到了，我们当中有很多人都会上亚马逊买礼物。
It is estimated that every single day, okay, a 24-hour day, he would make $250 million every single day.
那就是预计预算呢是就是每一天哈，这个杰夫贝佐斯会赚$254 million.
$250 million.
25亿，每天赚25亿。
And that roughly count to be $8.5 million every hour.
那每个小时就是8.5亿。
八百五十万。And that come down to every second. $2,400.
那每一秒，每一秒他就赚两千四百。
There have been this story that used to describe Bill Gates when he used to be the richest man.
当比尔盖茨是最富裕的一个人的时候呢，这些数字是通常是来描述他的。
And this certainly applied to this gentleman here.
那现在呢，这些数字呢是用在这位男士身上了。
The story goes is that if Jeff would one day walking on the street and spotted $100 bill on the floor.
那今天这故事呢，就是如果这个人今天在街上走路，他看到了路上有一张100元的钱。
If he chooses to stop and pick up that $100 and put it in his pocket.
如果他选择就是停下来，捡起那一百元钱放在他的口袋里。
He actually lose money.
他其实如果他这样做的话，他其实呢是损失了。
Because every second he would have made $2,400.
因为每一秒钟他所赚的钱是2400元。
Might not be the same analogy, but for ourselves.
对，或许对我们来说是不一样的一个比喻。
How many of us would stop and pick up a penny on the floor?
那我们当中有多少人如果看到路上有一分钱
No need to raise your hand. Okay, you stop. I think most of us would not, right?
那我们大概大部分人都不会停下来捡那一分钱。
And that's the thing is that if you think about it, each and every one of us is one out of 7.6 billion people.
那我们再来想一想，就是我们每一个人，我们每一个人就是那76亿人口当中的一份子。
And we all live in this sphere.
那我们呢，全都就是住在这个星球上。
And yes, they have, you know, old, when we were still able to travel, and even now, I guess, you know, if you choose to travel, there are great many beautiful places.For us to see.
我知道我们可以，就是我们旅行的时候，我们会看到很多
beautiful old places.
很多漂亮、很美丽的地方。
But the thing is that if you look at the earth, really, how big is the earth?
但你认真来看看这个地球的时候，这个地球到底有多大呢？
If we look at our solar system.
那我们来看看我们这个太阳系。
And the Earth seems to be pretty decent size compared to Mercury or Pluto or a few of these planets.
那我们来看看这个太阳系里，如果把地球跟其他的一些星球相比，比如说火星啊、冥王星之类的，这地球看上去还是比较大的。
But the thing is that if we put in the other planets, the Earth no longer seems all that big.
但是如果我们把其他的星球也放进来和地球一比的话，那这个地球看去就没有那么大了。
But the thing is, what about if we put the sun which we see each and every day.
那我们如果把这个太阳放进来的话，我们每天都看到太阳。
The sun, as far as size wise, is 1.3 million times the size of the earth.
那如果地太阳与地球相比呢，就是太阳要比地球大
130万倍。And here's the earth that sesame seed.
那你看到这个地球
that's the earth.
在地球这里看上去就像一颗小芝麻。
But that's where 7.6 billion of us call home.
但是就在这颗芝麻的地球上，我们有76亿的人住在这上面。
And even our sun is not all that big.
那甚至我们所看到的太阳也并不是那么大。
If you look at other stars,Like, you know, a tourist, for example.
如果你来看看其他的一些星球。
The sun is on, yeah, far left. Okay, on your left.
那这个太阳有没有看到在左边？
And this star, a tourist, we can actually see it during the summer months, you know, during the night.
那这颗最大的星叫大角星，其实在有一些夏天的晚上我们可以看到。
But I want you to pay attention to that fine line at the bottom. Those of you with good eyes, you might be able to see what it says.
那我们来看看那个很小的一行字，如果你能看清楚的话。
It says actually the earth on this picture is not even visible.
那这句话是说地球其实在这幅画上面是看不到的。
Because it is so small.
因为地球是如此的小，在这里是根本就看不到。
But once again, that's where all of us live.
但是，就是这个地球上，我们所有的人类生活在这里。
Can you imagine? The Bible says that God used His mere words to create the stars.
那你想一想看，圣经上说，神就是用他的话语来创造这所有的星球的。
And we live in one of these small planets.
我们就住在这其中的一颗小小的星球上。
Some of us may recognize this gentleman.
我们当中有些人可能知道这个人是谁。
John Glenn.
叫约翰·格兰。
He was the first American that.Orbit the Earth in the 1960s.
他就是第一个美国人去了月球的。
This is when he saw the Earth, he kind of this was the comment that he made.
当他在外星看到这个地球的时候，他说了这句话。
To look at this kind of creation out here and not believe in God.Is impossible.
他说，站在这里看一看这样的一个创造，如果你还不相信神的话，是不可能的。
And that's why the book of Romans chapter 1 verse 20, it tells us that for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood.From what has been made, so that men are without excuse.
在罗马书一章二十节说，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
So there is no denying the existence of God.
所以我们没有办法去拒绝神的存在。
As we look at God's creation,
当我们看着神的创造
，and as we have been talking about how immense this universe is, and there are still yet many things we have not discovered yet.
我们也看到，就是这个整个宇宙是如此之大，而且还有很多是我们还没有发现的。
In coming back to what David said earlier, "What is man? What Who are we that God is mindful of us?
那我们也看到，就是我们前面提到过，大卫王说过，说我们人算什么呢？神竟顾念他。
And just it's kind of interesting in perspective. Earlier we talked about John Glenn looking back at Earth, and he saw that and concluded that there's no way to deny the existence of God.
我们也想到前面那个太空人John Glenn 站在太空里看着地球的时候说过，我们看来看一看，站在这里看一看神的创造，我们不可否认。不可否我们不能相信，如果你还不信神的话是不可能的。
And in Psalm chapter 8, David looked up in the sky. He came to the conclusion that what is man, as he saw how immense the universe was, that what is man that God should care for us.
那诗篇八章呢也提到，就是大卫王呢看着天空，他想到他想到的呢是人算什么呢？比起这个广阔的天空，人算什么呢
？Yes, each and every one of us is only one out of 7.6 billion.
但是呢，我们当中的每一个人就是这个76亿当中的每一个分子。
Insignificant.
是多么的渺小。
But the Bible tells us, especially in the parables of the lost sheep.
但是圣经告诉我们，特别是在那个丢失的羊这个比喻当中告诉我们。
The Lord Jesus said, He would put aside the 99 and go and find that one that was lost.
我们的主耶稣基督说，他会放下那99只羊去寻找那一只丢失的羊。
Because this is the heart of God.
这就是我们主的心。
Not wanting anyone, not even a single one, to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
他不希望任何一个人被毁灭，他希望每一个人都能够得拯救。
So even though each one of us is so insignificant,
虽然我们每一个人是如此的渺小
，yet God love.Each and every one of us.
但是呢，神仍旧爱我们每一个人。
And we also want to look at how limited we are.
那我们呢，也来看一看我们的能力是多么的有限。
You might recognize the gentleman on our left.
那在这个图案上呢，你会大部分人应该会认识我们左边的那个人。
Michael Phelps is the most decorated Olympian.
这个 Michael Phelps 就是是赢得金牌最多的这个奥林匹克选手。
Yeah, he won a total of 28 medals.
他赢了大概一共28个奖牌。
This picture is actually a very special or unique situation.
那这张照片呢是在一个很特殊的这个。环境下拍的。
This happened in the 2016 Olympic in Rio.
这个是在2016年的那届奥运会上拍的。
What happened was that all three of these gentlemen got silver.
那这三位选手呢都得了银牌。
And it's very unusual to have a three-way tied in any event.You know, and but it happened. That one Olympic.
在任何的一个就是比赛竞争当中呢，这是非常的不同寻常的，就是三位选手都得到银牌。
Why might that be?
那为什么呢？会这样的事情发生
？Because if you have watched Olympic, what you realize is that now they actually time it to the hundredth of a second.
那如果看奥运会看得多的话呢，你就知道他们的时间计算呢是非常非常的精确的。
To the hundredth of a second.
他们时间算的精确到呢到百分之
一秒
一秒
来计算了。Okay, So for three competitors to basically cross the finish line or touch the wall at exactly pretty much the same time, it's very unusual for this to happen.
那这因为它的时间计算是如此的精确，那对如果有三位选手几乎是同时就是达到啊，就是触碰到了目的地或者触碰到他的这个游泳墙板是不几乎是不太可能的。
Because well, you might say, well, okay, let's go to a thousandth of a second then.
那或许呢，我们可以说，让我们精确再精确到千分之一秒来算。
Because in order to time it to the thousandth of a second, really, the difference would have been the difference of paint on the wall.
那如果要用以千分之秒来计算的话呢，那这个不同的呢，就是或许呢，就是在这个墙上的这个油漆的厚度的不同了。
So really become literally meaningless if we are to do that.
那这样计算有没有意义呢？是应该根本没有意义了。
And many of us know that you know the fastest man is Usain Bolt.
那我们也知道，就世界上跑得最快的这个人的名字叫
Usain
Bolt.
His world record for 100 meter is 9.58 seconds.
他的记录呢是
9.58秒。
9.58秒跑。
But the thing was that as the Olympians or keeping record, human did not even pass the 10 second mark until 1968.
那虽然就是奥运会的记录是如此的高，但是呢，作为一个人类呢，就是我们没有，其实没有超过，直到1968年之前都没有超过10秒的。
So the thing is that there's literally no way for any human to even break the 9 second mark.
所以呢，就是看上去几乎是不可能的，就是作为我们人类来说，能够创造就是破了那个九秒的记录。
So once again, why? Because we are all limited.
那为什么呢？是因为原因就是我们的能力都是有限的。
And also, as far as our knowledge is concerned, the capacity of our brain is also limited.
那当然就是对我们的知识，然后我们大脑里的容量也是有限的。
Many, you know, old high school seniors, you know, you probably spend a lot of time deciding which major you want to study.
我们知道，就是我们有很多高中的毕业生都在决定就是我将来要选择什么专业。
Because there's so many different choices.
因为有很多的选择。
Let's take, for example, medicine.
那我们来举个例子，就像医学。
Let's say if we have a specialist, a brain surgeon.
那我们来举个例子，说我们有一个就是外科神经外科专家。
Who also happened to be a heart specialist.
那这个神经外科专家呢，也是一个心脏外科专家，心脏专家。
And also a specialist in ear, nose, and throat.
那也是呢，耳鼻喉科的专家。
And on the side, he happened to be a dentist too.
然后另外呢，他也是一位牙医。
I just want to ask how many of us would go to this doctor?
那我想问一问大家，如果真的有这样一位医生的话，我们当中有多少人会去看这位医生？
Because if this person even exists, he's probably no good at any one of those.
因为我们知道，如果这样的一个人存在的话，他或许虽然他是专家，但是他可能哪一样都做不好。
Because we realize that there's just no way to any one person to be specialized in all of these different fields.
因为我们知道。对于一个人来说是没有可能 成为这么多方面的专家的。
And even our days are limited.
但甚至我们的日子也是有限的。
Psalm 90 verse 10, it reads that the length of our days is 70 years or 80 if we have the strength. Yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away.
在诗篇九十篇十节说到，我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮可到八十岁，但其中所经跨的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
It reminds us that, yes, our life on earth is maybe 70, 80, or for those who are strong, maybe 90 or beyond.
是的，我们在地上的年日大概就是七十岁，如果我们强壮的话，可到八十几岁。
But the thing is that even at 100 or 110, compared to eternity,But a blink of an eye.
甚至有人可能会活到一百岁、一百一十岁，但是，与那个我们的永生来相比，这也是非常非常短暂的。
We all make plans for our lives.
我们呢，对我们的人生呢，都有规划。
We go to school. We hope to get a good career.
我们去上学，我们希望呢，有一个好的工作。
We get married, maybe buy a house, settle down.
我们结婚成家。
And hopefully, at some point, retire and relax.
然后呢，我们就希望呢，以后呢，就可能，可以好好的退休，然后享受人生。
And but eventually, we realize, okay, we'll get old and die.
但是最终呢，我们也会意识到，我们还是会慢慢变老，最终还是要死的。
But the thing is that we never know.
但是呢，我们并不知道。
Would we really, every one of us, grow old?
那我们真，我们每个人都会变老吗
？Where might we stop?
那我们在哪里是会停止呢
？The thing is, even.Some of our young people here.
甚至呢，我们当中有很多年轻人。
Be warned or be reminded that our life is not in our control.
我们也需要就是被提醒，我们的生命呢不是由我们掌控的。
Usually, when my wife and I go out, most of the time I would be the one that drive.
通常呢，我和我妻子出门的时候呢，我通常是开车的。
And for this particular time, for whatever reason, I forgot. My wife happened to be driving, and I was sitting at the passenger seat.
但是呢，这一次呢，我忘记是什么原因了。但是呢，我呢，我妻子呢是开车，我坐在了旁边。
We came to a stop at a T intersection.
我们呢开车来到了一个十字路口。
And we were going to make a left, once the light turned green.
那在变绿灯的时候呢，我们是要想左转的。
If I would be the one driving,
如果我是开车的那一位呢
？The second it turned green, I would step on the gas and start making the turn.
那如果这个红灯变成绿灯的那一刻呢，我就马上会转，我想左转。
But my wife did not turn or did not step on the gas.The moment and it turned green.
但是呢，我太太呢并没有这么做。
I actually caught at the corner of my eye there was a car coming this way, when we stopped at the red light.
但是呢，其实呢，我呢去就是我们在还在我太太启动之前呢，我看到有一部车呢是飞快的在我们前面穿过。
And I yell and scream and says, "Watch out!"
那我呢就大声的喊，就小心。
And she didn't go. The car just ran the red light right in front of us.
那他没有启动，其实，但那部车呢，在我们面前呢，就闯了红灯，穿过去了。
Once again, our life is not in our hands.
再一次说明，就是我们的生命不是有在我们的手上。
Don't think that you have a lifetime or years in front of you.
不要以为你有整个生命或者有很多年在你前面。
Because the book of James chapter 4, he reminds us that why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
那雅各书四章十四节提醒我们，其实明天如何，你们还不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。
So far, it seems pretty depressing.
那听到现在为止呢，感觉很压抑。
Yes, we are really, really small and insignificant.
是的，我们是非常非常渺小的，不重要的。
Our life is limited. Our ability is limited.
那我们的生命，我们的能力都是有限的。
But thank God, the Bible tells us that God so loved each and every one of us.
但是感谢神，神是如此的爱我们当中的每一位。
I'm sure all of us know this verse and know it well.
我知道我们大家都非常熟悉这段话语。
It reads, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
神是如此的爱世人，甚至把
独生子赐给他们，
甚至把他的独生子赐给他们，让那些信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
And sometimes when we ourselves might have even used this Bible verse to share the gospel with our friends.
我知道我们当中很多时候有些人呢就用这段经文去和人家分享福音。
Sometimes we let them know that, hey, instead of the world, put your name there to make it personalized.
甚至呢我们有时候呢会说把我们的名字把它放进这段经文里去是可以把这段经文就是更加个性化，个人化。
For God so loved Sam Wu that he gave his one and only son, that if I should believe in him, I will not perish, but have eternal life.
我们可以这么说，神是如此的爱Sam Wu 长老，甚至把他的独生子赐给他，让他不至灭亡，反得永生。
But this morning, similarly, I would want us to think about that, is that for God so loved a speck of dust, and that's what we are, that God gave his one and only son, that if we would believe in him, we will not perish, but have eternal life.
那今天早上呢，我希望大家能够思考，神是如此的爱，爱我们这一团尘土，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Yes, we are insignificant.
我们是非常渺小，不重要的。
But God loves us and will love us to the very end.
但是神爱我们直到永远。
And that's why in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, it reads, For you know that it was not